Welcome, everyone. This is Gary Carpenter again, and we've got Chuck Moore with us today here at Prepare for College. Again, that website is prepare the number four college.com. And today, Chuck's going to do step number three, and it's putting together a resume. And I'm sort of looking forward to this because I've always thought that students in general should sort of advertise what they've done. But this is going to go straight to athletics. So maybe there might be some tips here for those who are not doing athletics, but would like to let the schools know what they've accomplished in their careers. So, Chuck, I've taken up way too much of your time. I'll let you take it away.
Okay, thank you, Gary. The last webcast that we did was writing a strong cover letter. Now, let me kind of remind you of why it's important and what topics should be in your introductory letter. One of the things you've got to tell them who you are, what you've accomplished, why you love the sport that you're participating in, what you're doing now in your sport, and how could you help their team. Now, the tips on sending out the cover letter or introductory letter, you should write it, not your parents or your coaches or anyone else. The student athlete needs to write this letter. Keep it honest, clear, and about one page in length. Don't have, a page and a half or whatever. Compile it all into one page. And of course, be yourself. Don't use fancy words. And you want to be normal whenever you're writing the letter. And the last thing is to address the letter directly to the coach and write their name and address by hand on the envelope. Now, the actual letter itself can be typed. That's no problem. But you want to personalize the introductory cover letter. Now, once you get that done, we go into the resume. The cover letter and the resume should be sent in at the same exact time. Now, before I go any further here, Al, Gary, do you have any questions on preparing the introductory or cover letter?
No, I'm all set for this cover letter. We had a that was a good session. And if you haven't, this review is good, a quick review, but if you haven't listened to it, then I encourage you to go listen to Chuck's detailed description of this on last week's session. I'm ready. Let's go.
Me
Resume.
too.
All right, let's go into creating a resume. Your resume should show who you are and what you've achieved in your sports, whether or not you're participating in the sports while in high school or during the summer months when you're not in school. It should contain at least six sections, and it should include the following. It should have your name, your contact information, and a photo of yourself. Now, let's talk about the photo that you put into the resume. Do not put a picture of yourself with your uniform. It should be a good headshot of you. You can wear a tie if you're a male athlete, and of course, females, they don't wear ties. So something that is very casual. It does not have to be professionally done. You can take a picture and paste it right into your resume. You should include your GPA, any test scores like your ACT, SAT test scores, and any academic information, such as maybe you're getting a 3.9 GPA in math or English or whatever. Al, you may have a comment on this here.
Yeah, well, there's this rather large list at test that say that the colleges are test optional, but it is my strong opinion that That is for admissions, and the overall scope of you braggadocio talking about yourself should add your test scores. Never do not add your test scores unless, and only one unless, and that is unless you are extremely low. Then I wouldn't do that. But outside of that, test scores should, you already mentioned they should be in there. Yes. But some teenagers and counselors at high schools will coach that you don't want to do this because this is test optional. And I really disagree with that strongly. It should be put in there unless you are really, really, really not doing very well on them.
Jared, do you have anything to add on that?
No, I'm, as you know, mostly involved in the financial side of it, so I don't get that much into the admission side. But
Okay.
I am a big advocate of trying to market the student to the school. And I often say, put a resume in there, the things you've done in high school, whether volunteer work or whatever, things like that. But I don't want to get carried away too long here. I'll let you continue, Chuck.
Okay. Let me expound a little bit more on the test scores. I completely and totally agree with Al. Now, why should you incorporate your test scores, your ACT or SAT test scores? It's going to give the college coach a good idea of whether or not you're going to be able to succeed academically while you're playing sports. It has nothing to do theoretically on admission issues whenever you send this to the college coach. What it's telling them is that based off your ACT or SAT test scores, it's going to show the college coach that you are capable of succeeding academically at that college or university. That's all it does. It has nothing to do with admission issues.
Amen.
So that's the reason why I always suggest to put your test scores in there. Now, if you're a freshman or sophomore, of course, a lot of you have not taken the ACT or SAT tests. So if you're in those grade areas, don't worry about it. You can go ahead and send them this information when you follow up, and we'll cover that in another clinic. Al, do you agree with that?
Yeah, totally. It is, especially that freshman sophomore, you could do it later. But this is a resume that is going to the coaches, right? It's not
It's
going to
correct.
the,
It's not going to admissions.
yeah. So see, there's a separation, Gary, but it's probably going to be roughly the same outline. But this is a focus that's going towards the coaches because of the athletic principle we're talking about. So anyway,
Yes.
press on. You
And
bet.
your GPA and your test scores and your academic information is designed to let the coach know that you are a good student. If your GPA in high school in the year that you send this out is very low, but you show that your test scores is above average, then that is going to persuade the individual college coach to go ahead and continue their recruitment of the student athlete. Now, the next one that you should put into your bio is the sports you play, the position. Now, if you're playing one or two or three sports, then you need to mention those, but the ones that you are, like, if you're going in and wanting to play football for XYZ college, but you're also playing basketball and running track, you want to emphasize more on the football than you do your track and your basketball. You want to put your height, weight, and any type of speed, regardless of what sport you're participating in. Speed and agility is very highly ranked in the coach's eyes. So even though you may be playing basketball or whatever and not running track or whatever, you need to get some type of speed trial done to see what type of speed that you have. So you need to include that. You need to have your school and your coaches' contact information on your bio. Therefore, if the college coach has any questions or whatever, they know what school that you're attending, high school you're attending, as well as your coach. If you have more than one coach, put their name into it. If you play two sports, put both coaches' names in indicating what sport that you're participating in. You need to include athletic stats, any honors that you've achieved, and what you feel like your personal strengths are. And your personal strengths should to get that a good idea of what your personal strengths are, talk to your high school coach or your summer league coach, and they'll give you a good idea of what they feel like your personal strengths are. The next one, a short section about your goals for the upcoming season. If you're a sophomore, indicate what you're going to be doing in your upcoming junior year. If you're a junior, you want to put in what you're going to be trying to accomplish in your senior year. Also include any letters of recommendation. Now, your high school coach can give you a letter of recommendation. I would highly recommend getting a letter of recommendation from a competitive school that you compete against. And you can get this information from from your high school coach and let them suggest get a hold of Coach Darling at such and such and such and such school. They will recognize you and possibly get a good recommendation from them, as any recommendation also from any type of teachers that you may have, any type of community leaders that you may know. And those are also very important that can vouch for your character and your hard work. Al, do you have anything to add to this?
Again, Gary was looking about the similarities between a resume for the college admissions and a resume for the coach. In this particular case, for the college admissions, if it asks for letters of recommendation, let's say one or two, then I would do two or three. But how many letters of recommendation can I attach to my resume when it comes to coaches? Is it sky's the limit?
No, you can attach as many as you feel like you want to, if they're good enough to attach it to as many
Letter.
recommendations or whatever that you want. And normally the recommendations are no longer than one page to begin with.
Exactly.
Now, you can go ahead and instead of sending the letters of recommendation, I would do this possibly as a follow-up as you continuously contact and talk either by mail or by phone from the college coaches. You can wait till later time in the marketing process. But I highly recommend at least get one good solid recommendation to go along with your resume. Now, your resume normally is also going to be approximately one page in length. Don't fill it up with a whole lot of things. All you're trying to do is to get the coach's attention. Now, once you send your introductory letter and your resume out, include in there by asking the college coach to open a file on you because you will be sending them additional information as you keep the coaches up to date. And that's going to be another webcast that we're going to do of how to keep the college coach updated on your progress as you go through high school, as well as your summer league participation in your sport. And you want to send this resume along with the cover letter once again. And later, once again, we're going to update the individual college coaches on this as you go through high school And finally, the very last update you're going to give is your accomplishments that you've received. And normally this is done in the latter part of your junior year. So the update, or what I call updating them while you're in high school, as well as if you have accomplished certain honors or whatever during the summer months, you need to go ahead and send a letter to them updating your progress within your summer league participation. So that includes what you should put into your resume. Any closing comments, Gary? Al?
A couple questions for you. I'm sorry, Al, I didn't mean to cut you off there, but these students are applying to multiple schools. Okay. Now, do you just send the letter of introduction and resume to one or two of the schools, or do you send it to all the schools they're applying to?
You send it to all of the schools that you're wanting to potentially play for. Now, that's not going to
Coaches.
be a whole lot of work to do, because all you have to do, the letter of introduction is going to be the same that you send to all coaches, other than just changing the name of the college coach as well as the university's address, excuse me, address. So that's all you would change on the initial letter. That's the same thing down here on your resume as well. So it's very similar. It won't take but a few minutes to change the introductory letter or your resume. All you're doing is just changing the name of the coach and the university.
And to make it crystal clear, you're sending these to the coaches because we are talking about athletic marketing. But when we get into that point in time where we do an admissions application for admissions, that resume will be slightly edited, but same outline towards the admissions. The athletic resume is highlighting your accomplishments as an athlete. And your resume will have that in there, but not necessarily the detail that you ran the 40-yard dash and whatever, so that kind
Right.
of a thing.
Yeah, that will not be coming into play on admission issues whatsoever. What they would do once you send this information out, you're going to have to go through the clearinghouse to make sure that you're academically eligible to play. So that's
Where
a
is the clearinghouse?
That is something that the individual NCAA requires for you to submit into the college itself. It doesn't go directly to the coach, it goes to admissions. And what it does is basically telling admissions that what your GPA is, your test scores, things like that, the course studies that you've taken during high school. And it will tell the college or the university whether or not you have met all academic requirements to participate in college sports. And that's what they call the clearinghouse.
Real quick on, you may address this later on, Chuck, but you're doing applications to colleges and you're providing them with information. Do you make them aware that you're also looking at possibly playing sports at the school? And again, this is maybe like this should make to you, Al, as far as academic applications.
Go ahead, Al. Do you want to, and then I'll
Well,
give my 2 cents in it.
the coaches have if they're looking for somebody, I know that they can request the admissions department to look on favor to this particular person, but they do not really have any control over admissions. Admissions is admissions. That's a separate issue. However, to ignore the fact that it could add a little bit to the scale of a positive answer, of course it will. Of course it will. But the coach can't say that they'll admit, and the admit can't say they're going to get you in the coach. So it really is two separate departments, and they are They're not going to cross over, although they are maybe behind the scenes, tongue in cheek. So,
Well, also, it's going to come into a situation to where if you have a highly selective university and the college coach is wanting to recruit and offer you a scholarship to play for their particular team, they can approach the admissions department, and the admissions department may come in and say, listen, we don't feel like he can or she can succeed academically here. They're going to have problems. And that's where the coach can come in and say, hey, we're really needing a point guard or a center, and this individual here is going to be able to help us possibly win, the conference championship. Is there anything that we can do or you can do on the admission side to help us get him admitted or her admitted? So the coach can actually affect the admissions of individuals, especially whenever it comes to the Ivy League. That is a big, big thing there. But the Ivy League universities, once again, they do not provide athletic scholarships. But they can come back in and give a very nice merit scholarship or some type of scholarship from their endowment and such to offset or to help pay for the college or university. So the individual college coach can actually help in the admission process. Now, one thing I want to let you know here is that once you complete the FAFSA form, the college coach is not going to be informed on whether or not you're capable of paying for the remaining costs of the college education if you do not get a full athletic scholarship. That is personal information that is controlled by the financial aid office as well as the admissions office. So they can't come in and say, well, what is their expected family contribute. They cannot get that information now. Can they or do they? Who knows?
I was going to say, we have seen this as a type proof, not an absolute take it to court proof, but as a type proof, we have seen award letters where Division III, they can't give an athletic scholarship. But the college traditionally, last year's freshman class met 70% of need. But for this player, it's 90%. That's my point. There is something going on there. And I can't say who's talking to who, and I don't particularly care. It doesn't matter to me as long as it helps the person get to college.
That's correct.
And so it does. What you just said is correct. I know they really can't look at that, but I'm sure as I am talking to you that their award letters for need-based grants and merit-based scholarships will be slightly better than norm for the
Yes.
rest of the class. So.
And normally these dollar amounts, if you want to call them dollars, I actually call them discounts,
Exactly.
come directly from the college's own funds. Doesn't come from the federal or state government. It comes directly from the individual colleges themselves. They may reach out to an alumni that is a big supporter of the university's athletic event, sports, whatever, and see if they can come up with some additional dollars. So, a lot of things happens behind the screen, but that is really at this point of the marketing process really doesn't come into play. Our intent is to get your name out there in front of the college coach so they can start looking at you on an earnest standpoint, and there's where the introductory letter and the resume comes in. That is the first real big step, even though it includes step one, two, and three. It's all encompassed into one marketing strategy.
Well, Chuck, thank you very much. Al, do you have any other questions?
No, this is good. This has been a lot of fun today on this one. Looking forward to number four.
Yeah. So, everyone, thank you for joining us today. This is Prepare for College, prepare4college.com. And as I always say, don't keep us a secret. If you have other friends or family members out there that are looking at college, give them the website. I think they'll find some interesting information that can help them at least start the process. So, for everyone here, have a good week, and we'll see you next week. Goodbye now.